Hello, this is Jan from Heritage Public Library in Virginia. We serve the rural counties of New Kent and Charles City. Here is my book review of The Ocean at the End of the Lane by Neil Gaiman. The following is a passage from near the end of the book. The dread had not left my soul, but there was a kitten on my pillow, and it was purring in my face and vibrating gently with every purr. This passage shows how Neil Gaiman has a great talent for seeing the sinister and malevolent under the everyday and mundane, but he also has a talent for pointing out the beauty and wonder that simultaneously exist in the same everyday and the same mundane things. The Ocean at the End of the Lane starts as the middle-aged narrator returns to his childhood village to attend a funeral. From this scene, we know that the narrator survives. The events in the book are so scary that the narrator's survival is not otherwise likely. Most of the book is told through the eyes of the 7-year-old narrator. The 7-year-old boy talks without preconceptions, so this gives the book a simple, direct style. For example, he reports matter-of-factly that his new nanny is an evil monster who rode out of another dimension in a wormhole in his own foot. This is not the sort of thing that adults believe, but readers or listeners believe it because the boy believes it. 40 years earlier, the tragic suicide of an almost stranger and a series of seemingly small but bad decisions lead to dramatic and possibly world-ending events, all under the eyes of oblivious adults. Neil Gaiman has created a complete, but never fully explained, fantasy world living just under the surface of the world we see. His Hunger Birds are close to the creepiest fantasy creatures I have ever encountered. I can see the glimmers of the best of other British fantasy. The woods that the boy first enters with Letty Hemstock reminds me of the damaged, dimensionless woods in Diana Wynne Jones's The Pinhoe Egg. Letty Hemstock herself, being a non-human in human form, with her universe-saving sentiments, reminds me of Doctor Who. These may be plausible connections. Neil Gaiman knew Diana Wynne Jones and considered her his mentor, and he has written for Doctor Who. This book is for most ages. It is marketed and catalogued as an adult book, but teens and older children will like it. They will appreciate the main character's impotence in the face of the seamlessly complacent adult world. It has a few oblique references to sex, but they will probably go over the heads of many children. Simply but poetically written, this is a beautiful short book that I wanted to come back to and immerse myself in. I listen to lots of audiobooks and have read several read by the author. Neil Gaiman is by far the best reader of his own work that I have come across. From his pleasant English accent to the menace in the voice of the monster, I can't wait to hear more. Heritage Public Library has 2 copies of this book that are not available while the library is shut. But we also provide this book as a downloadable audiobook that you can listen to on your own device at home. Check out our website at heritagepubliclibrary.org if you want to download it. Help is available through our contact form. If you would rather read an ebook, we have one of Neil Gaiman's other books, Good Omens. And that book we will also be reading as one of our book group books later in the year. Check back on our website at heritagepubliclibrary.org for updated information. Thank you for listening.